All right, 8:41, and Mike Kinzel back in studio with us here.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And joining us on the telephone this morning, State Senator Glenn Grothman of West Bend, and we really appreciate it this morning because he was up late last night. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
A long day yesterday?
Well, we wrapped things up about 6:15 this morning, so...
Oh. I was thinking 1 o'clock. 6:15 is even worse.
Right. It was light up when we finished, but I am on the Joint Finance Committee together with Dan Lemieux and Joe Ivan, who also, of course, represent the Sheboygan area, and our committee went all night wrapping up the budget. I'm not sure it's the best practice, but there's not a lot of choice I have in it. If they want to go all night, I'm going all night.
The tax cut is what everybody was kind of looking at first and foremost, I guess. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, it would have been nice if it was bigger, to be honest. Nevertheless, it will be a tax cut of about 4% on your income tax, the change in the income tax law for the average person in the state of Wisconsin. And to have a 4% cut, I'll have to say, is a good thing.
The critics are saying, well, cuts go to the wealthy. Most of the cuts go to the wealthy. And when I talk critics, I guess I'm talking Democrats.
Well, the wealthy make most of the money. I mean, it's hard to design a tax cut in which a lot of the money does not go to the people who are paying most of the money. Wisconsin, people who make very little money pay no income tax in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin is a state in which really you've got to make a little bit of money before you pay any income tax at all. And the Democrats are always going to say it. But I think the fact that your average person is going to see, if you're going to compare closely what you're going to pay in your 2013 income tax compared to your 2012 income tax, is going to drop about 4%.
The school voucher thing, this maybe you can sort this out. The school vouchers were expanded statewide, but the recommendation also includes what you and some others have proposed, and that's education tax credit. They're both in there.
The tax credit's kind of small. To be honest, there are good and bad things in this budget. I thought the assistance for going to private schools was kind of small. There's 500 slots in the state of Wisconsin, which won't necessarily break down county by county, but would mean like 10 slots in all of Sheboygan County, if Sheboygan would be an average county, in which the state would give a voucher to go to a private school. And that would be, you know, determined by lot. You couldn't make very much money in the first place in order to qualify, and a school district would have to go through quite a few hoops to arrange or to set themselves up to become a voucher school. So I don't think that is in the next 2 years going to be a big deal. It's going to expand from 500 to 1,000 pupils statewide 2 years from now. Maybe that'll be a little bit more significant. There'll be a small tax credit on your return, kind of in the line of a deduction, though. That's not that great either. You know, if you, let's say you pay $3,000 a year for tuition, your credit would probably result in about $150 or $160 reduction in your income tax. So that's not that great either.
So it sounds like the changes that have been made in that voucher program, you're a little bit more on board with that than what the original proposal was.
Well, I'm not going to brag about it on a couple of grounds, you know. First of all, because of the income limitations, it's one more program largely for the single parent type person. And I fought that because we do so much in this society for the single parent, the food stamps, the low income housing, the daycare assistance. And it was disappointing that in the deal, this is one more thing along those lines. Not that it's not bad to help a single parent, but it's just one more thing in which your average married couple is not going to qualify.
What do you think? How much trouble you see ahead getting this through the full legislature? You guys have control.
I think they'll get it through. In the assembly, of course, you're up 60-39, so you're going to have 9 people vote no, 9 Republicans, 10 Republicans vote no, and you'll still get it through. In the Senate, I think the major objection will be not to the budget part of the budget, but there was too much policy in the budget. Things like residency, you know, right now maybe your school district can say your superintendent has to live in town, or a city can say your police chief has to live in town. We took that out. there's going to be more taking a DNA before you're convicted. And this policy stuff that really wasn't related to the budget, I think is going to cause some legislators to not want to vote for the budget. But I think they usually seem to beat people down and get it through. But there was too much policy in the budget, and I think some legislators have a concern about that.
How about that Medicaid thing? You know, we're not going to take the federal money, and they had some provisions for Badger Care in there.
Right. We aren't taking all the money we can from the federal government, but we're also not going to be relying on the federal government. There were some provisions in there giving some money to hospitals to make them whole. Not entirely whole, but get there some of the way. So I don't think that is going to be a controversial part of the budget. When I look at the budget, the good things are the 4% income tax cut, the fact that statewide property taxes are going to go up less than 1% over the next 2 years again, and the fact we're going to have a tuition freeze.
There's a hearing on, and maybe just getting off the, but did you have anything else to add on the budget, Glenn?
No.
This constitutional amendment they're talking about to make it tougher to recall officials. What are your thoughts on that? We've been big on recalls here in the state and obviously here in Sheboygan as well.
Well, it was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I may vote for it, but I don't think it's as much of a problem as other people do, because there are people who deserve to be recalled. And if you want to be able to recall somebody, you should be able to do it if somebody's doing outlandish things.
All right. What's the timetable? Is the final budget approved, the final budget recommendation out of Joint Finance, is that all set to go and now it goes to the legislature?
Right. I would guess the Assembly would probably be taking it up in 13 days. And in 15 days, the state Senate would be taking up. That's what I'd guess. So for 2 weeks, they can bounce it back and forth, have the public have a chance to take a look at it, have the attorneys and the fiscal bureau kind of put in one neat document what we've done gradually over the last month, see what the public thinks of it, and then vote it up and down. I know leadership likes to have the final document be the document as voted out of finance, but there could be changes. I mean, we do this much, you could hardly say that this much, this quickly, we aren't going to find some mistakes we made and have these technical changes. And of course, some legislators, particularly in the Senate, are not going to be satisfied with this, and they're going to want their own stamp on this. I don't have a problem with that. You know, I'm very fortunate with Senator Lipan and Representative Lemieux to be on the Finance Committee, but I think the other legislators should certainly have a chance to amend it if they want to.
All right. State Senator Glenn Grothman, our guest this morning. Again, thanks after a long day and a long night, and get some sleep.
Okay, glad to be on the show.
All right, it is 8:49. Stay with us. We will check business news coming up next here at WHBL.